10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Booth Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station, recorded on the Anchor app. So guys, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I sound a little different because I am now using my new toner podcast microphone. It is fucking fantastic, I must say. I feel like a professional. You guys just see me sitting at my desk in my studio apartment with my microphone clipped to my table with that awesome pop filter. I look like I know what I'm doing. I sure do. This is a podcast where you can experience some silly, some random, and a little bit of weird. Today, we've got ourselves a bonus podcast because I owe you guys from posting my last podcast episode late. I usually post a podcast every Friday, and it's usually before noon when I get it up. But last week, I did not get my podcast up until about 11:30 p.m. when the day was just about over. Okay, the day was over. It was like 30 minutes left in the day, you know. So I owed you another podcast, and I said that I would do a bonus one, so bada boom, 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 here it is. If you haven't already, go ahead and check out my last podcast. It was called My Paranormal Experiences. I don't know if you guys believe in ghosts, but I do. I think unless you experience it for yourself, it can be difficult to believe, you know. So definitely just give it a listen. I want to hear what you guys think about it. I definitely think you'll enjoy it. But today, I thought we would bring back Idiots of the Day for this bonus podcast. All right, Smile Squad. So we got a couple who decided to get down and dirty in front of police headquarters. A mother and daughter headed to jail for their drone activity, and a man who decided to stuff a rib roast down his pants. I did mention this was Idiots of the Day podcast, right? All right. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly, and join in on the silly and the random, or just call in to say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. I would also love if you guys would leave a review on my podcast via Apple Podcast or any of the other podcast platforms that are available. I want to know what you guys think about the topics we discuss here on Professionally Silly, and I'll be sure to put in all of those call-ins, no matter how silly. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get silly with this first topic. This is going to be an interesting one, I promise you. All right, so Florida is at it again, guys. And it's not my fault that weird things keep going down in Florida. So we got a couple who were caught getting freaky on the sidewalk outside of police headquarters in Key West. So you telling me y'all couldn't wait to find a different sidewalk to do it on? Of all the sidewalks in Key West, you chose the one in front of a police station. The level of stupid is hilariously annoying. Thank you again, Florida. Thank you so much. So this 46-year-old man, Gary Hill, and a woman named Crystal Francis decided to share a pint of vodka and then decided to hump each other. Vodka. Okay, you're not getting down and dirty with me on a sidewalk for no damn vodka. Bitch better have my Hennessy on deck, okay? So, anyways, a woman was walking by and saw them, and she decided to call the cops and told them that there was a couple getting busy in front of their police station. So, of course, the cops walk outside in front of their headquarters, and they spot Carrie with his pants around his waist, around his ankle, excuse me, and he was actually getting down and dirty at that moment with Crystal, who wasn't wearing any pants or underwear. You know, so she was definitely into it. You don't take off your pants completely unless you are ready to get freaky. I'm just saying. So it's been a while for me. I'm celibate, not by choice. So, you know, I should probably create like a Tinder account, take care of that problem. Let me stop. Okay. So back to people banging on the sidewalk. Do you know what Gary said when he was confronted by the cops? He said, and I quote, "It was a Key West moment. I'm horny. She was giving it up to me right then and there." It was as if this explanation was enough for the cops to accept. It was like he thought the officer was going to be like, "Oh, well, you know, since she was giving it to you immediately, I'm sorry for interrupting. Please continue to fornicate on the sidewalk in front of our station. Y'all be safe now, and sir, be sure to pull out." Like, and Gary's like, "Thank you so much, officer. We should complete our sexual encounter shortly. Would you like to join, perhaps?" Like, now that would have been quite an interesting story to share with you, I must say. I almost wish that was the story I'm sharing with you guys. And I don't even know what the intro to that podcast episode would be like. It would be like, "Oh my God, what's going on? It's the Smile Squad, professionally silly, recorded with the Anchor app. Today we're going to talk about..." I'll let you guys go ahead and fill in whatever that beep is. Anyways, I'm done with myself currently. So Gary was arrested for the incident exposure and, for the indecent exposure and booked into Monroe County Jail. And here's a fun fact about his arrest. The jail records, this is so funny. The jail records show his address listed as the streets of Key West. I shit you not. That's what it says. And it makes kind of sense when you think about it, because he literally thought that he was home at the time that he was enjoying the use of his man bits in the comfort of his own sidewalk. So there you go. There you go. You know, Key West is quite the party town. You know, I thought Los Angeles was crazy, but good Lord. You know, anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get some Hennessy and stand on the sidewalk and see what happens. Call in and tell me what you guys think about this. 805-664-1828. I absolutely have no words. Well, except the last 4,000 that you just heard. All right, guys, I'll be back in a sec. Back in a sec, as in second. Whew, my mind is really in the gutter right now. You guys will understand pretty soon why that was the perfect sound to transition into this segment. And didn't I tell you that I like to get a little weird and random on here? I warned you. Next up, we have a genius who stuffed a large Angus beef rib roast down his pants in a grocery store. You'll never guess where this happened. You guessed it, Florida. A part of me wants to move like down there just so I can be part of the magic that is Florida. Anywho, this dude thought that it was a good idea to stuff $62 worth of meat down the front of his pants. We've got another man in his 40s who apparently lost his mind. And okay, what is it with men in their 40s in Florida that just do weird random shit? Is it just Florida that makes people do these crazy things? I don't know. Anywho, Eric Warden shoved a 7-pound rib roast into his pants and tried to exit the store. Now, I mean, in his defense, it was a Publix grocery store and shit there is expensive. So I'm just saying, I understand. Now, if he went to Kroger's, aka Ralph's, or maybe a Food for Less, he could have stolen a rib roast for a lot cheaper. I'm not saying he was right, I'm saying I understand, okay? All right, so all this went down in Tampa, Florida, which actually is a lovely city. It really is. I like to talk shit about Florida because it's fun. So Eric tried to leave Publix with extra meat in his pants, but he was caught by the manager of the store. Now, the manager accused him of stealing and questioned him about what was in his pants, to which Eric responded, "All right, you got me." As he removed the roast from his pants and began running out the door. Now, mind you, this was like around 8:30 in the morning, you know? So this is actually the perfect time to rob a grocery store. They're not that busy in the morning times, you know? Just saying, you know, food for thought. Ooh, pun intended. All right, on accident though. But anyways, when police arrived, he tried to explain that he didn't steal the roast because he dropped it before running away. However, they had to throw the roast away due to contamination, which is still a financial loss to Publix, a small one, but still. Now, I know that I don't want to put food in my mouth that someone else had in their pants touching their meat. I'm just saying, that's not something that, I mean, would you? Shit, you know. Eric was charged with a misdemeanor theft and is now free on a $500 bond. And I gotta wonder who paid that, because if he had the money to bond himself out to get out of jail, he could have paid for that rib roast. Am I right? I'm just saying. Ladies and gents, depending on what floats your boat, I am almost 100% positive that Eric Warden is single. He has a lengthy rap sheet, so if you want a bad boy with extra meat in his pants, look him up. So this guy is classy. Let me know what you guys think about Eric and his man meat. Or his rib roast, whatever. Okay, I'll stop with the meat jokes for now. 805-664-1828. Let me know what you think about the meat. Before we get to our last idiot of the day, I have an announcement to make. If you are enjoying the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, you can. You can now make monthly contributions, which is fantastic. You can contribute 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. See, this will actually help bring Professionally Silly to another level. And let's be honest, a lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. So, plus I got bills, and chasing dreams is expensive AF. So I'm super excited to go on this journey with you guys, Smile Squad, and thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. Oh man, so many things just happened on this podcast episode, man. And what's not to like in this podcast? I mean, we had a guy with extra meat in his pants, a couple too horny to wait, and a mother-daughter duo too stupid to breathe on their own. I mean, who really wins idiot of the day here? It's hard to choose. Call in, let me know, 805-664-1828. I honestly can't choose. I think I'm going to go with the mother-daughter duo. I think they may be the idiots of the day on my choice there. All right, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to my Professionally Silly podcast here on the Anchor app or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thang is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other podcast platforms, because your girl certainly gets around. And also, in other amazing news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, pay attention to what's next.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.